They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Yes. What a valid point he makes.
Yes, a very valid one.
Very valid point, because we definitely need more money into the school system than the prison system, because prison's like a country club lately.
Exactly.
Anyways, kids. All right, that was our PSA for 3 o'clock. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in overcast, rainy Medford, Boston. Still 65, believe it or not. It feels warm, but it's, rainy and overcast.
Mm-hmm.
Rainy and foggy, too, as well, in some areas. I'll be giving you your weekend forecast in just a little bit. And, of course, that was your, as I like to call it, a trifecta of classic rock we just played there. Yes, of course. Led Zeppelin, my favorite, going to California. For Boy Bobby, a little Deep Purple with The Burn, and Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama. But we could sing Sweet Home Medford Parade on next Friday. That's right. Oh, I can't wait. I'll tell you, I'm very honored to be part of this. And it's going to be a big time. Big time. Yes. We'll be out front doing a live broadcast. Seeing all the crazy kids in there twirling and playing the instruments and beating the drums and throwing people in the air. And I can't wait for the Woody Woodpecker balloon.
Oh.
I can't wait to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And our buddy, Funny Man, is supposed to call in because he has inside info on the elephant here.
At
I believe it's the grandson elephant, and it may be marching.
Whoa.
Yes, yes, yes. So
that'll be crazy.
Stay tuned for more information. We still have a couple hours, and we'll get you kids prepared for the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'll be selling balloons through my shopping cart up and down the parade route. Little cap guns and all the silly stuff. Anyways,
balloons.
This is the time of the show as well. Do you have any funny news by any chance?
I do.
All right. Well, let's lay some down because it's Good Friday, so we want to extend some good news to people who probably might not be having such a good day on this kind of Melancholy Day, as I like to call it.
Melancholy.
Melancholy Polly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you like to start with Disturbed?
Well, you tell me. Oh, that's a good one, because I love Disturbed. But you could have ended with that, because I could have played a nice Disturbed song.
All right, I can skip that one for now.
That's a great story, though.
I know. Well, we'll end with that one. We're going to start with some poop peeps.
Oh.
You know the peeps that you buy?
Yes, I do.
You know how the little emoji looks like they have the poop emoji?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Somebody, very, very creative somebody, has taken the marshmallow peeps and, you know, reformed them to look like the poop emoji and gave it some eyes and a mouth and made it brown.
Well,
it looks just like the emoji. Oh, they use brown sugar to color it. I'm going to post it on our Facebook.
My question is, who's going to want to eat shite?
I don't know, but it's so cute.
How cute is it, really? You're going to put that in your kid's Easter basket and go, yeah.
No, when people, yeah, kid, when people come over on Sunday, we'll just put them out like randomly, like decorations.
Okay, terrific.
Right.
Here's our poop peeps. They look just like the poop emoji. It's very creative. We should try to make those later.
Well, I've made quite a few earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
But I don't think anybody wants to eat them or throw some sugar on them, maybe a couple eyes.
Some brown sugar, yeah. Looks just like it. I just put it on our Facebook page. The Giddy Up one, not our regular one. I mean, not our regular ones.
That might be the shittiest Easter basket I ever got.
Oh, I can't turn the computer. It's all hooked up to everything. I was going to show you the picture. Okay. Go on our Facebook.
That's okay. Well, I never go on our Facebook. All right, so we got brown peeps. That's what we should get for your daughter. She's been nagging us about getting peeps.
Oh.
And then we're going to get her poops.
Christina. Yes. We'll get her some poop emojis. I mean, some poop peeps.
Was that you?
That was my belly.
That was your belly?
Yeah. Apparently it's hungry.
Apparently I don't need any poop sound effects.
That wasn't a poop of sound effect. That was my belly growling.
What are you talking about? Oh, are you hungry?
Yeah, I didn't eat anything yet.
Nope, me either. Waiting for that lobster Newberg.
Yeah, when's that going to be? Freaking 8 o'clock. We'll be eating.
Oh, it's better than 10 o'clock.
We don't eat at 10. Stop saying that.
I don't, but you do.
I don't either.
Uh-huh.
Either. I don't either.
Yeah, okay.
I want to talk about this new dating website.
Dating website?
This new dating website that
do
came
out. Do they do it on Good Friday?
In New York. Well, yeah, you can go on to it anytime.
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Well, tell us about this date.
It's called smell dating.
Oh.
So you find your perfect match by breathing in the odors from dirty t-shirts. So the first 100 clients, they sent them a t-shirt to wear for 3 days straight without bathing. Mm-hmm. They mailed it back to what is called the sweatshop.
Okay.
That was a good one.
All right. That was,
wow.
That was the grand finale.
Yeah. They mailed it back to the sweatshop at NYU, and they cut them into swatches, the dirty t-shirts.
What are you talking about?
And then Smell Dating sent out batches of 10 mixed swatches to the clients to sniff. So you wear a dirty t-shirt. All these people wear dirty t-shirts. Wear a t-shirt for 3 days. They send it back in. They cut up everybody's t-shirts, and they send you back 10 random swatches of t-shirts worn by 10 different people for 3 days. And you smell it. And then you decide if you like that person based on the smell of the dirty t-shirt.
Hmm. Wow.
Oh, here's our first client looking for their swatches now.
Looking for a swatch? All right.
Looking for a swatch.
Cut in real quick. WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear.
Hi, I wanted to request a song.
Okay.
A song? Okay.
Twice Jupiter.
What is it?
Twice Jupiter.
Twice Jupiter?
Uh-huh.
Who's it by? Who sings it?
Who sings it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Who sings the song?
Kevin McCarty.
Who's calling, by the way?
Who's what?
Who's calling?
Oh, Lisa.
What is it? Lisa?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Lisa?
Pembroke.
And yep. What makes you listen to the show today?
My friend Kevin just told me about you guys and that you guys play his song, so I thought I'd call in and request the song for him.
Right on. Yeah, we play rock and roll.
Awesome.
And classic rock. Okay, so Twice Jupiter, we'll look it up and probably try to get that on for you there, Lisa.
All right, great. Have a good day.
All right, have a good Friday and happy Easter and all that.
Bye.
All right, hon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you got a request on live online.
From our friend Kevin.
Yes, our friend Kevin.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, we have a new listener then. All right, Lisa, from Pembroke.
Pembroke.
Are they broke?
I think so. In Pembroke, they broke.
I heard a pencil broke. Never a pen broke. What are you doing?
I don't know. Twice All Jupiter. Right. She said somebody in McCarthy sings it.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
All right.
So, continue.
Oh, yes. You have to pay a one-time fee of $25.
All right. Well, nobody's sniffing. I understand if it's an underwear exchange.
Ew. That's even grosser.
Well.
Well, you didn't take... All right. Seriously, you don't wash you for 3 days and you're going to send your underwear in?
Well, who are these people anyway?
These are people that...
They want to send shirts?
Yeah, they wear. Yeah, they wear for 3 days and they send it in and they cut the shirts up and they send you 10 swatches.
If you like their pheromones, you all of a sudden you hook up?
Yes, exactly.
I would like to know who these t-shirt people that are hooking up.
You really like the smell of someone or you don't?
Wow. That's putting it mildly.
Right. Well, you know what? Apparently, it's taken off in New York.
Of course. Of course it is. Anyways, anything else?
That's weird.
Tina Marie, I don't want to talk about
the smelly t-shirts anymore.
No. I'm actually hungry.
We just talked about food, that's why.
I know.
I got a couple more stories.
Okay. Well, you can lay one on us and save one for later. Or
yeah. Well, I got a few more.
Oh,
Let's talk about the teacher who thought it was okay to let his students smoke weed in class.
All right.
Yeah. He's only 23 years old, and he's teaching shop class. Oh, there you go. That says it all right there. In shop class.
Why? Because they just like to build stuff after the
high? They're just getting baked and they start making stuff using like machinery and stuff that's dangerous. Yeah. Smoke some marijuana, he tells the kids. Okay, yeah. But this is there's a big sign in front of the school that says it's a drug-free zone. They're smoking pot in shop class.
Well, I don't think pot is a drug anymore, is it?
I think it still is.
Okay.
And he got arrested anyways. And he got fired.
And you're fired.
Yep, and you're fired. You have no more job. You're not the shop teacher anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye, see you later. He should open up one of those marijuana stores.
Something like that.
Well, he might. I mean, there you go. He has a job.
So isn't that guy.
Whoops.
Oh, actually, he's in the spring parade.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he is.
Shh, don't be telling people so soon who's in
no,
it.
No.
Be crowded out there.
Rocking and rolling. Don't worry about it.
We'll be lined up everywhere.
All right. win. I'm sorry I couldn't tell the pizza. That'd be great. Do on radio. Great hearing you both. That's our boy, Wayno.
He's delivering us pizza?
Nope. He couldn't.
Oh.
He said. Oh. Oh, pizza would
Why
be
is he
perfect.
Teasing us like that?
Because he heard we're hungry.
Oh. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I could go with some pizza right now.
I know. So, oh, I'm sorry.
What is that?
Oh, that's our buddies in the background.
Oh. Smoking the weed.
Is that a joint, man?
So, all right, anyways, it's 3:15, soon to be 3:16. I guess you have nothing else, maybe one more. Nothing to which my drops even connected with.
I went in order.
No, you didn't. All right, anyways, kids, 65 degrees, 3:16 in the afternoon. We are going to come back. I'm going to give some weekend weather.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say our partial goodbyes. And what are you looking at?
I can see outside.
Yeah,
it's very
it's
cloudy.
Rainy. Yeah, yeah, it stinks. Yeah. It's sprinkling, as my Nana would say.
Sprinkling?
It's sprinkling out.
That's a Nana word.
It is. Like I told you, she's called when you farted.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing Wendy's? Wendy's? It's sprinkling and you're doing Wendy's. What's going on? You need some chicken soup.
She just wanted to take care of you.
We need to fix your problem. You have intestinal gastral problems.
Intestinal?
Yes, very intestinal.
That's not like two words together.
All right, I can do that.
That would be a big problem.
All right, we're going to pick this show up. And as I said, don't forget, at the 4 o'clock hour, we have a shocking surprise for all of you. So anyways. All right, tell them what you were listening to. We'll be right back, kids. I'm going to play a few more songs just to pick this mood up because it's very... See Rappy outside.
Karappy.
Yes.
Okay. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
Yeah.
All right. As much as I love that song, something's wrong with it. Right?
Yeah, it sounded a little weird.
It did sound a little weird. Anyways, kids, welcome back to the show. The Giddy Up. 3:26 in the afternoon. That would be our headbanging. I'm going to say it was going to be a trifecta, but double shot would be Disturbed, the Vengeful One, and Red Sun Rising, the other side, which I love that song. So anyways, welcome back, kids, on this Good Friday. You're stuck with us for another hour and a half, I believe. What you got going on over there, Tina Marie?
Oh, let's see. I got something disturbing.
Do you? Disturbing?
Yeah. This woman is from Florida, no doubt.
Yes.
21 years old.
Mm.
Apparently she...
Anybody from Florida... Well, no, I shouldn't say that. But I will.
But you will say it anyways.
Yeah, Florida. It's like another country.
Yeah, exactly. She was arrested and charged with 3 counts of engaging in sexual contact with an animal.
Isn't that weird?
That's very weird. Not only was she...
You've given up at that point. We can't interact with humans.
Not only was she doing that, those are her own pets. They were her pets.
Oh. So why didn't they just leave her alone?
I don't know. She still felt it was necessary to sext the images to a man that she knows. Videos.
Videos.
It's kind of disturbing.
Well, good that we just played Disturbed. Oh, was that one of her animals? I believe. Oh. Well, that poor thing. Uh-oh.
The other one's getting
Someone else joined in.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to hear those boys.
I know. She's out on bond, $6,000.
All right.
What?
Lock her up. Why is she out on bond?
I don't know. It's strange.
Lock her up in a kennel somewhere.
And the spokesman for the domestic animal services in that area says, we don't have any record of her with our agency yet.
With what?
The domestic animal services.
Oh, the DMA.
Yeah.
Oh, DMS.
DAS.
DMS. Yes.
Now they do. Now they have some record of her. I wonder if they take the dogs away from her. You know, like when you abuse your children, they come in, they take your kid away from you. I wonder if they take her dogs away.
I don't know. I would imagine, but unless the dogs are happy.
Well, they can't ask them.
That dog sounded pretty happy.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. All right.
Still disturbing.
How are we doing? It's 3:30 in the afternoon. Almost.
Almost?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Come up by fast. No, you think?
Didn't. No.
No?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it did.
Yeah, I'm hungry. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
It goes slow.
It's dragging and yes. dragging because you're starving.
Mm. Like Marvin. 10 Marvins.
Marvin's always starving.
All right. So, we're going to do one more or are we done?
Yeah, I still have 2 more.
Oh, all right. We'll do one more.
All right, I'll do one more. Let's do the Google Maps mishap.
Mm.
Hmm. In Texas.
You got to rely on the Google map.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just rang the bell. Just said, hey, am I supposed to be demoing this house?
Mm.
Yeah, this looks like the house Google Maps said it is.
So what's the story?
So the story is, they were supposed to demo this house in Texas.
Instead of calling.
Or ringing the bell, they hooked up to Google Maps. They got the coordinates, they saw the house on Google Maps, and they went over and they demolished the wrong house.
Whoa! Hey! Hey! I'm taking a bath here!
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And it's not even like it was next door to the wrong house. It was a block away. It was like a whole block away. Like, not next... Hey, we picked the wrong house.
Well, kids, that goes to show. Do not rely on Google Maps.
Especially when you're going to demo a house.
Hey, unless this.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Not at that house, though.
The poor woman. Nobody even apologized to her yet.
Oh. Really? No, really?
Yeah.
Well, she has quite a lawsuit going.
Her neighbor called her to tell her, hey, I know you pulled a permit, like, to do some work in your house, but they just came by and, like, demoed your house to the ground. She was like, what? Whoops, sorry about that.
Wow.
Yeah, and Google Maps is trying to, you know, save face. They sent her a screenshot of what they displayed, which is her house. But it's the wrong address.
But now it's a pile of rubble.
Yeah.
Bonnie rubble.
When do you think the people in the demo company realized it was the wrong house when they've seen, like, the her kids' pictures coming off the wall and all the furniture was in there and clothes and everything?
Maybe pets running out.
Yeah. And they're like, this lady didn't move anything out of her house before it got demoed. I wonder if we're at the right house.
That's a little weird.
A little late for that. They show the picture of her friggin' house, right? And, I mean, the pile of rubble. And you can clearly see furniture, you know, knickknacks, pictures, clothes, like just in a big pile. That's awful. Huge mistake.
Well, that is a bad mistake. And not necessarily funny news, but it is kind of funny. But, you know, God bless her, and hopefully she'll
probably get a brand new house.
Get a better house.
Yeah. Everything.
She needs to.
Replace everything.
All right, kids. Thank you very much for the silly news so far. There could be more silly news coming up.
Mm-hmm.
3:33 in the afternoon. And this weekend, right now it's 65 degrees, still holding strong. Oof. Which is nice. It's warm, but it's just rain and foggy out there, and you're not going to see any sun. I don't know.
It almost looks like it's coming through.
Yeah, breaks of sun, as I like to call peekaboo sun.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as before. But hopefully, that would be your high of today. Anyways, 65. I'm surprised it even got that high. Tomorrow, Saturday, my pick of the week. Yes, so get your errands done. Get ready for Easter Sunday. Get your clothes. Get your clothes tailored. Get your peeps or your poops. Get your baskets. Get everything. Because tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. Mostly sunny all day.
Mm-hmm.
Lows of 34, which I don't even think it'll be close to that. Highs of 50. I think it's going to be more close to 50 tomorrow. So enjoy tomorrow. That's my pick of the week. What was that?
That wasn't me.
Okay. I keep hearing fart noises over the air.
Me.
Maybe it's just from the show. All right, Sunday, Easter Sunday, cooler, cloudier coast. But inland, which we're inland.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. But it's going to be a beautiful Easter Sunday. 56 degrees of the high. Don't even worry about the low because it's going to be beautiful. And as I say, peekaboo sun all day. But most people will most likely be inside.
We'll be inland.
And enjoying your lamb or your ham or your, I don't know.
Sushi.
Yeah, something. Whatever your Easter dinner may consist of. But it'll still be nice. So you can send the kids out in their Easter best and have them play in the dirt.
In the mud, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the weekend forecast. Then Monday, forget about Monday. Don't even wake up to go to work. It's going to be pouring rain all day.
Oh, really?
All day long.
Oh, that's poopy.
All right. So enjoy this weekend. Absolutely. And get out tomorrow. And whatever, do your errands or whatever. Just enjoy the day.
Go run a 5K.
Frolic in the park. Or go do a pub run or something fun.
Oh, speaking of that, we should start talking about Sean's second annual autism walk/run 5K in Everett.
Okay.
It's on May 1st this year.
All right, May 1st.
8 a.m. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, leaving from Glendale again, I believe.
Okay. Great cause. Our buddy Sean, who runs the Autism Run. Mm-hmm. And this is second year.
Yeah, second year.
And,
yep. Still looking for sponsors if you want to be on the t-shirt.
There you go.
Giddy
Up might be on that t-shirt.
Whole bunch of Everett businesses, local businesses have
so
stepped up.
But it's for a good cause. Regardless, you know, autism is a fight that more than, probably 50% of the people have to go through in their lives. I'm talking about parents and what have you. But, both of us, you know, being very close to the autism race, and we definitely champion Sean's, his efforts to raise money every year, which is great. Do you have the website on hand? If you don't, we can post it on the
Giddy Up. I'll post it, but it's FSI with the number 4autism.org.
Yes.
Ferry Street, Inc., 4autism.org.
All right.
Or you can go to his Facebook page, Ferry Street, Inc., mm-hmm. And then from there, we'll have a link to all sign right. up for the race.
So we will post that link. And
yeah.
We definitely promote that every year because we're quite a bit of part of that. And
I got to beat my, what was my time? 38:30?
That was very good. All right, so kids, so that's the serious part. And we will post the link on our Giddy Up Facebook. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't liked the Giddy Up Facebook, please do. And I know today is kind of a melancholy day and a little lagging, but next week is going to be, oh my God, grandiose.
Woo!
It is going to be grandiose, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, parades, we get Easter bunnies running around without their Easter bunny outfits. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
jugglers,
I can't wait.
Jugglers and balloon artists.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a unicycle going back and forth from the station to the cast.
Face painters.
Oh, well, clowns.
Oh, well,
everywhere we go, there's clowns.
Yeah. We don't need extra ones.
So, don't forget, kids, next week on the corner, right at Curtis Hall here at the station of WMFO, get your lounge chairs, get your coolers, get ready. We'll have clowns, we'll have balloons for the kids, prizes, and of course, your marching bands and our floats. You'll have probably the homecoming float, which I probably will be on.
Hi, you're going to be so busy that day.
I'm going to be.
How are you even going to announce anything that's going by?
It's all right, I'll manage.
All right.
And we're very, the Giddy Up is very proud of being a sponsor and a part of. Thank you very much, kids, of this, you know, springtime parade, that the annual springtime parade here at Tufts University. I can't wait. Can't wait. So you guys get ready. And we will also release all the information, the pertinent information on the Giddy Up page, Facebook page. So look into that. And hopefully you will all join us and be a part of that day.
Yes.
That wonderful day. And it's too bad we hadn't heard from our compadre, the funny man, Chris, because he knows all about the elephant, grandchild elephant. But we'll have to get back to that.
Best seat in the house will be right here at Curtis Hall.
Yes, that's a big surprise in the parade. So anyways, and Frankie, we'll be in touch later. And if you're not already the Grand Marshal of the parade, which you should be, we'd love to have you come along and join us on our live cast of the parade.
Yes, on our little stage that will be set up.
Can't wait for that. So it is 3:40. We're gonna take a quick break, say our goodbyes. What
did you want me to remind you about? Gary Shandling.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, not remind me, but
well, you said remind you.
Well, we had a great comedian. Some of you may not know him, Gary Shandling of the Gary Shandling Show on HBO. Died at 66 yesterday, and he'll be very missed by a lot of great comedians, because he was quite an influence on them, and he did a spoof on a show where he went up against Johnny Carson and Jay Leno, David Letterman, excuse me. And what it was a very funny show, and you know, condolences and prayers, and rest in peace, Gary Shandling, 66.
He was funny.
He was very funny.
Can I just tell something real quick?
Sure.
That I just saw. So this guy, Richard Buckman, in Indiana, unfortunately, well, he was 75. He died on Saturday. And you know how they, in the obituary they do, he is survived by his blah, 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 blah. And then usually they say, in lieu of flowers, you know, please make a donation to, you know, the American Cancer Society or, you know, whatever the person suffered from.
Yeah.
His obituary says, and obviously this was his doing because usually, you know, you write that. In lieu of flowers, please do not vote for Hillary.
Wow.
And you know me, I'm not a political person at all. I just think that that's hilarious.
Well, God bless him. And hopefully he'll rest in peace.
Oh, and he was a veteran.
Exactly.
Yep. So he was definitely had something to say at the end there.
We all stick together in the end. Yes, this is not a political show. So.
No, it had nothing to do with that. It was just funny.
All right. All right, 3:42. We'll be right back to say our goodbyes and then a little surprise for the last hour on the show. Or it may switch over to another show. We're not sure yet. So tell us what we're listening to, Tina Marie. We'll be right back with our goodbyes.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Thank you. Yes. I got it. I got id.
You got id?
I got id.
Capital id.
Well, Pearl Jam, FYE kids. It's actually not called that, but we won't. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the program on this 25th day of March. It is 3:47 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And we're going to switch it over a little bit. Not just yet. We're going to say our goodbyes quick. Not necessarily goodbyes, because we get another hour on store for you kids. So stay tuned, and if you want to hear anything, the number is 617-627-3800 here at the station. So if you'd like to hear any tunages, you are more welcome than to call up and talk to one of us. And what the surprise is I'm going to turn it over to Tina Marie, who is in her rookie season as a radio DJ, and she would like to take over for, since we have an extra hour tonight, and we're gonna let her go on Good Friday, and we'll test her skills and see what she's got.
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
I'm a little rusty.
Okay, so anyways, why don't we start by doing this? Not that we're saying goodbye, we're gonna say our goodbyes from the Giddy Up,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna turn it over to I don't know what your program would be called for the next hour, but if you have something, you can throw it out there. We'll pick it up. You know, you put it down, we'll pick it up is what I meant. You can throw it out there, we'll catch it.
Why can't we still be the Giddy Up?
It could still be the Giddy Up as long as there's no country music played, because I don't want to put a bad name on the Giddy Up. I'd want to tag it. I already have a great tag for the show, and country music is not a tag.
I'm not playing country.
Or
you don't have to worry.
C-Rap.
And you don't have to worry about that either.
All right. Well, then I'm not worried at all. I wasn't worried to begin with.
I know you weren't.
The only thing I'm worried about is the big parade. Yes. Yes.
Woo!
I'm not worried about it. I'm just
excited.
Excited to be a part of the springtime parade next Friday. Make sure you kids tune in. Oh, my God. There's going to be nothing like it. All right.
I can't wait to get my face painted.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of face painters around. But don't mistake them for the clowns, because if a clown comes up to you and asks you to paint your face, decline. And then get in touch with me and turn them over. We'll turn them over to the proper authorities.
The face painting clowns are on loose?
Yeah, they're on this parade. So be very aware of that. But otherwise, it's going to be a great day. You know, we get the elephants, and we get the guy. I think I'm doing that too, actually.
What?
Walking behind the elephant.
Scooping up his poop.
Yeah.
How'd you get that job?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
You signed up for everything.
I'm collecting for next year's poops for Easter. So
you're gonna make your own.
Yeah. Might as well take advantage.
The real.
All right, why don't you say goodbyes, Tina Marie, and then we'll do a little transition. We'll be back very shortly.
Thank you all for listening. Have a great Easter. Stay safe. Stay dry if it rains. I don't think it's going to, though.
Nope. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful, like I said.
Molly B says tomorrow's the pick of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy tomorrow.
Just don't go up Monday.
Oh, yeah, Monday's the rainy day. Mm. We're going to give a shout-out to our babies, Ryan. Congratulations to Ryan for making Everett High Varsity Baseball Team.
Yes.
And Nick and Kaylee. I almost forgot my kids' names. That's Kaylee, funny. Christina, Miss Emily, and Zoe the Cat.
Who we miss very much.
Yes.
And I'd like to say thank you, boys and girls, as always, for listening into the Giddy Up every week. Next week is going to be epic, so don't forget to mark that on your calendars. Keep the children out of school. Call the neighbors. Whatever you have to do to enjoy this beautiful program, get your lounge chairs, get your coolers, and we'll meet you on the corner of Boston and College Ave for the big day. Oh, absolutely. And as I always say, we're going to take 166. What do I say?
Yeah, 66.
166 hour break, but it doesn't seem like that, does it?
No. Well, I wasn't here last week, so.
No.
I'm on a 300.
No, wait a minute. What?
Whatever it is.
Oh, my.
What are you laughing about?
I don't know. Because now I have to revamp it because we're going to do another hour. So we're going to take 56 hour break.
We're only
after after you're done.
It's only an hour, not 10 hours.
Oh, that's right. All right, we're going to take a 165 hour break after we're done.
You're silly.
With Team, I know, right?
Yeah.
It just threw me. So I hope you enjoyed the best 120 minutes of your day listening to the Giddy Up. And thank you for letting us speak at you. We'll be speaking at you next week and live broadcast from the parade. For the parade route, which would be great. And as I always say, boys and girls, always be a rock, never roll, and stay Boston strong. And one other thing, I would like to apologize to the Easter Bunny who's in the green room. We ran out of time. But I'm sure he left us some eggs and baskets or maybe some poops.
Some pee poops.
Probably poops since we didn't get him on. Anyways, kids, thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to turn the reins over in just a minute to our lovely Tina Marie. And we'll see you next week, kids. Well, we'll be here. So stay tuned if you have nothing to do on this melancholy day. We'll talk to you later. And giddy up.
make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake.